Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is taking lead in shaping global future. Nagaland Police observed Police Commemoration Day, acknowledges sacrifice of four brave martyrs of Nagaland Police. Nagaland DGP Rupin Sharma says 935 police constable posts to be advertised that were quashed by High Court. And Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya urges unorganized workers to register on eShram portal. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is taking the lead in shaping the global future. He said that the country is advancing on an unprecedented scale in all sectors. Addressing the World Summit organized by a private media outlet, the Prime Minister noted that while the world recognizes AI as artificial intelligence, India has a second AI aspirational India.
AI ka daur hai, duniya ka vartaman aur bhavishya AI se juda hua hai, lekin Bharat ke paas double AI power ki advantage hai. Duniya ki nazron mein ek hi AI hai, wo hai artificial intelligence. Lekin hamare paas wo to hai hi, dusri AI hai aspirational India.
The Prime Minister added that when the world was mired in uncertainty, India emerged as a beacon of hope, highlighting issues such as COVID-19, the global economy, inflation, unemployment, climate change and wars. He emphasized that global situations also impact India. The Prime Minister further said that in just 125 days of NDA government's third term, infrastructure projects worth 9 lakh crore rupees have been approved. Joining the rest of the country, Nagaland Police observed the Police Commemoration Day today. The solemn occasion was marked by a ceremonial parade at the police headquarters Kohima to pay rich tributes to police personnel who had laid down their lives in the line of duty.
Nagaland, Havildar, Nikia Tripu, Constable, Veteran Losu, Akanduba, Katupu, Awumi.
Director General of Police DGP Nagaland Rupin Sharma, several senior police officers, different police battalion and dogs squad of DEF Kohima laid wreaths and paid respects to 214 police personnel who had sacrificed their lives in the line of duty across India in the service of the nation. Paying tribute to the supreme sacrifice of the valiant police personnel across the country, DGP Nagaland Rupin Sharma said, "Today is not merely a day of mourning, but a day of celebrating the spirit of selfless sacrifice of the policemen and women who have become immortal through their deeds.
On this day, we remember the sacrifices of all policemen who laid down their lives in the line of duty all over India during the preceding year. During the last year, 214 policemen all over India have made the supreme sacrifice of laying down their precious lives in the line of protecting the integrity and security of the country and trying to make the lives of all citizens of the country safe and secure, thus providing an environment for peaceful economic development of the country and for each individual to progress and prosper."
On the occasion, DGP Sharma acknowledged the sacrifice and contribution of the four brave martyrs of Nagaland Police, namely Havildar A. Nikepio Tsuipu, 10th NAP IR Jadima, Constable Khetopu Aomi of 14th NAP IR Battalion Kipire, Constables Weltelhu Losu and Akang Lumba of 10th NAP IR Jadima.
"On this occasion, I especially acknowledge the sacrifices and contributions of four brave martyrs of Nagaland Police who sacrificed their lives under extenuating circumstances while fulfilling their duties. Today, let us renew our pledge to serve our people, to secure and maintain the integrity of our nation, and make the supreme sacrifice when needed."
On the Police Commemoration Day, Deputy Chief Minister Y. Patton, who is also in charge of home, remembered and honoured the courage, dedication and sacrifice of the brave men and women in uniform who laid down their lives in the line of duty. He said, "Their commitment to maintaining law and order, often under challenging circumstances, ensures the safety of our society. Mr. Patton called upon all to always remember the valor and continue to support our police forces in their mission to safeguard our society. Nagaland's Director General of Police, DGP Rupin Sharma, said the police department is preparing to advertise 935 police constable posts that were previously quashed by the High Court. Addressing media on the sidelines of a program in Kohima today, Sharma said the decision to cancel the appointments came after the court found that the positions had not been properly advertised. He informed that the necessary administrative measures are expected to be completed within 6 months. Sharma also said that those affected by the court's decision, including the constables whose appointments were cancelled, have the option to pursue legal remedies. He said they can appeal, request reviews or file revision petitions with the Guwahati High Court, its principal bench or the Supreme Court. The DGP added that the police department will comply with any further court orders that may arise during the process. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya launched the eShram one-stop solution for unorganised workers in New Delhi today. Speaking at the event, the union minister said that every day around 60 to 90,000 workers are joining the platform. He added that the platform will provide seamless access to different social security schemes to the unorganized workers. Dr. Mandaviya urged all unorganized workers to register on the portal and take advantage of the various welfare schemes designed for their benefit. The primary aim of the initiative is to integrate information about beneficiaries of all social security and welfare schemes meant for unorganized workers in an effective manner through a single platform. The Naga People's Front NPF, the second oldest regional party in India and the oldest in Northeast India, today observed its 62nd Foundation Day at its central office in Kohima. Party President Apong Pongoner, in his address, urged party members to reinvent their ideas and work collectively to revive the party and reclaim its past glory. Pongoner highlighted the NPF's significance in Naga identity, recalling its founding on October 21, 1963, under A. K. Vichasa. He expressed pride in the party's legacy, noting its position as the second oldest regional political party in the country, only behind Tamil Nadu's DMK. Pongoner praised the dedication of NPF's legislators and party workers, particularly those in Nagaland and Manipur, for their contribution in sustaining the party. Confederation of All Nagaland State Services Employees Association has appealed to all its members to participate in the cleanliness drive on 25th October, starting at 7 a.m. onwards. In reiteration to its vision 2024-2027 on sanitation awareness for government employees, the Confederation has directed all its headquarters in the state to actively participate in the designated locations called by the state government. The 32nd Loyam Memorial Trophy, organized by Chang Vedoshi Sechang and the Chang Sports Association, began today at Loyam Memorial AstroTurf Ground in Duensang. The tournament, one of the oldest in Nagaland, aims to foster peace and harmony through sports. Addressing the inaugural program, Rajya Sabha MP S. Phangnun Konyak highlighted that the tournament, initially started to restore peace in the conflict-ridden town, has now become a symbol of hope, providing a platform for young Naga athletes. Konyak also noted that while Naga youths have abundant talents, it is the lack of infrastructure that hinders further growth in sports. 8 teams, including Northeast Youngster Football School from Manipur, are competing in this year's edition. In the opening match today, Son Kuk Lang FC edged out Tiaren FC with a narrow 1-0 victory. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is taking lead in shaping global future. Nagaland Police observed Police Commemoration Day, acknowledges sacrifice of 4 brave martyrs of Nagaland Police. Nagaland DGP Rupin Sharma says 935 police constable posts to be advertised that were quashed by High Court And Union Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya urges unorganized workers to register on eShram portal. And that's all the news we have for you this evening. Good night.